be. To be with you once more.
Yes, we're happy to be together again.
Yes. Although we have been apart physically, spiritually, you always will stay together. This is perhaps something you could ponder upon in your quiet moments.
Yes.
Perhaps, my dear friends, to see how closely linked each one of you are in spirit. I wish to say to you at this time, just a few words about this group in general. Whether you realize it or not, each person has undergone in the past 2 years of earthly time much learning. Although you would claim these things to be physical learning, you cannot separate it from the growth of your spirit. No matter what each individual lesson has been, and they have been extensive, whether it be patience, understanding, trust, no matter what the physical learning has been, you, my dear friends, each one of you have grown in spirit. So again, I will say to you, once more, and I do not apologize for the repetition of my words, that each learning you undertake upon this earthly plane, you must not look upon it as hardship or some form of punishment. That is a word we hear too often. But understand that as you pass through each difficult phase of your human lives, that the spirit soars and makes its place within our world. I am sure if each one of you was to devote a few moments of your time to think over the time gone, these past 2 of your years, you will see how you have come forward and how much you have grown in understanding. Do you accept my words, my dear friends?
Yes.
Can you all see that you have grown?
Yes.
In accepting this, you also clarify for yourselves that indeed life is much fuller than the physical existence.
Yes.
I know there is no doubts with you now, but remember that I said to you a little time ago that as you go forward, these lessons, shall we call them, can indeed become more difficult rather than become easier. That is not to say that your physical lives will become more difficult. I do not mean that. But the understanding that you have to achieve for the growth of the spirit becomes more difficult. Do you understand?
Yes.
Therefore, I say this to you, my dear friends. We shall go forward. This evening, I will depart to allow each one of you some spiritual development. But when next we meet, I will bring to you some more philosophy from my world.
Thank you. Could I ask one question?
Of course.
Could you ask about your son-in-law? Give his name, please.
Is it okay if we bring someone called Graham, my brother-in-law, next week? He's asked if he could attend one of the meetings.
Sarah, his wife, already comes, and she can.
I have anticipated this question. I am only surprised that it has taken so long. I would be happy to include the gentleman. But let me say this, that his mind will have much to think about. After all, he will join you as a group who have gradually, over time, been given much knowledge.
Yes, as you will know, he is very much a scientist.
And, yes.
He comes from an interesting direction.
That is fine words, yes. But his intelligent mind will help him in the understanding of the word used. What we need to cultivate within him is his senses rather than intelligent thinking. That he has the capability of doing, and I feel I will be happy to have him here. As I have told you before, my dear friends, many will come and many will go.
Yes, you did.
So those of you, shall I use an earthly expression, who stay the course, are those of you who have achieved some attainment of spirit which enables you to continue. Those who leave and go forth on different pathways are not yet ready for my words. But that is not to say we should not include them in this group. Provided I am asked, I am always happy to let you know who is suitable.
Yes, thank you very much.
He, I have to say, is not without some little experience in phenomenon, that one. Now, my dear friends, I will withdraw this time. And I will leave you with our dear friend here, who will, if she allows, speak to each one of you in turn. Let yourselves be free to express in whichever way, whatever you feel, whatever spiritual needs, questions, or actions, please discuss it with our lady here. I leave you now again with all our blessings. I look forward to our next meeting, when I hope once more I can bring you enough words to create new thinking.
Sure you will. We look forward to it as well.
Before I leave, I would say to the gentleman, please.
George?
Sorry,
you must make your lady rest a little more.
Yes.
You understand?
Thank you for that advice, yes. She doesn't rest enough.
She must rest, please. We will help you in trying to help her. But she must heed your words.
Yes, thank you.